Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, August 19th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
State Roundup. Moore says he'll working toward affordable housing. Court, part of state digital tax illegal. Repetitor Harris threatens to help Trump pull financial funds from state ED debt. Governor Wes Moore is taking action to address affordable housing, aiming to spur new projects. A federal appeals court ruled part of Maryland's digital ad tax unconstitutional, citing free speech concerns. Heather Miller Rubens and Laura Hargrove are launching a program to foster connections among religious leaders. Repetitor Andy Harris threatened to withhold Maryland's federal education funds unless Superintendent Carrie Wright steps back from a school board conflict. U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen steps into the role of Maryland's senior senator. Former federal workers like Ethan Taylor are filling teacher shortages. Baltimore opts for a $152 million settlement from opioid manufacturers. The Baltimore County Council's redistricting plan faces scrutiny for potentially violating the Voting Rights Act, and a Chinese chef in Fells Point is pivoting to Mexican ingredients due to Trump tariffs on Chinese imports.
Leaders in Madison, Wisconsin, to consider elimination of stringent and outdated parking requirements in the city. City leaders in Madison, Wisconsin, are considering eliminating stringent and outdated parking requirements in the city. The existing burdensome zoning regulations dictate minimum parking requirements, which were originally put in place in the 1950s when parking became a consideration due to the increase in cars. However, these requirements are now seen as unnecessary and costly. Haltom City, Texas, is also exploring the removal of parking mandates to rejuvenate development and attract businesses. Haltom United Business Alliance is advocating for an open-option parking system, allowing developers to choose the amount of on-site parking needed based on individual operations. This move could encourage more businesses to return to Haltom City and boost the availability of affordable housing, similar to recent changes in cities like Austin, Texas, and Spokane, Washington, where parking mandates have been eliminated to promote growth and progress. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.